Imagine waking up one ordinary day to discover your estranged father has accidentally unleashed five ancient Egyptian gods during a museum visit, been imprisoned in a golden sarcophagus, and disappeared into the floor. This is precisely the situation facing siblings Carter and Sadie Kane in the Red Pyramid. Their world transforms overnight from one of awkward family visits and normal teenage concerns into a dangerous landscape where Egyptian deities walk among us, magic flows through modern cities, and they discover powers they never knew they possessed. The most shocking revelation? This magical chaos isn't foreign to their family. It's their birthright. Carter and Sadie Kane are polar opposites. 14-year-old Carter travels globally with their Egyptologist father, always formally dressed, his father's reminder that, as an African-American man, people will judge you more harshly. 12-year-old Sadie lives in London with their maternal grandparents, sporting combat boots, red-streaked hair, and a British accent. The siblings meet just twice yearly, their relationship strained by distance. Their Christmas Eve reunion at the British Museum turns disastrous when their father's ritual on the Rosetta Stone releases the god Set, who imprisons Julius in a golden coffin. This crisis reveals the truth. Their family carries powerful magical bloodlines from both parents. Their separation wasn't family drama, but protection, as their combined magical potential was dangerously powerful. What once divided them, different upbringings, appearances, and personalities, will become their greatest asset in the challenges ahead. Uncle Amos brings the siblings to Brooklyn's 21st Nome, the House of Life's North American headquarters atop a warehouse. They discover Egyptian magic flowing through modern America. The Washington Monument channels Ra's energy as an obelisk. Museums house powerful magical artifacts, and ordinary streets conceal ley lines and ancient symbols to trained eyes. Egyptian magic operates through hieroglyphic spells, magical tools, and the duat, a parallel magical dimension. Most controversially, magicians can host gods in human bodies, a now forbidden practice, despite being ancient Egypt's greatest magical source. The Egyptian pantheon emerges as complex beings with distinct personalities. Bast, previously disguised as Sadie's pet muffin, protects the Kane children in her true form, a woman in a leopard skin jumpsuit who transforms into a giant cat warrior, combining fierce protection with feline habits. Thoth appears as an eccentric professor, playing basketball with baboons while editing ancient texts. Anubis manifests as a handsome teenager with a crush on Sadie. Even Set, the villain, shows nuance, a destructive force of chaos with an important role in Egyptian cosmology. The Red Pyramid follows two siblings discovering their identity through heritage. Carter strongly identifies with his Black heritage, despite lacking a permanent home, while Sadie, raised by white British grandparents, has disconnected from her African-American roots. Their magical journey forces them to confront both sides of their biracial identity while discovering their Egyptian magical bloodline. Carter navigates racial identity carefully, remembering his father's advice about dressing formally because people would judge him more harshly. By the story's end, his shift to casual teenage clothes suggests growing comfort with authentic self-expression. Initially dismissive of all this mad Egyptian stuff, Sadie eventually embraces Brooklyn House as her true home, rather than returning to London, integrating all aspects of her heritage instead of being defined solely by her upbringing. The siblings experience strange symptoms as they host Horus and Isis. Carter battles Horus's arrogance and war impulses, while Sadie struggles to separate her thoughts from Isis's manipulative whispers. Their journey toward balance, neither rejecting the gods nor being consumed by them, culminates in perfect harmony during the climactic battle with Set, demonstrating personal growth rather than surrender. The relationship between Carter and Sadie forms the emotional core of the story, exploring sibling dynamics as they transform from estranged siblings to trusted partners. Their journey parallels the external quest to stop Set in importance. Initially, their interactions consist of bickering and mutual incomprehension. They compete for narrative control, interrupting each other's sections to correct details or add commentary, their rivalry extending to how their story is told. What first appear as differences and weaknesses gradually emerge as complementary strengths. Carter's methodical approach and Egyptian history knowledge provides crucial context for their magical discoveries, while Sadie's rule-breaking instincts help overcome obstacles that caution alone couldn't solve. The climactic battle against Set demonstrates their perfect partnership. Carter engages Set in physical combat using Horus's warrior nature, while Sadie performs the complex binding spell with Isis's magical expertise. Their victory comes not from erasing their differences, but from learning to value each other's unique approaches, a lesson essential for their future as leaders. The Red Pyramid presents the conflict between chaos, Isfet, and order, Ma'at, as the fundamental struggle underlying creation. This isn't simply good versus evil, but a complex balancing act essential to existence. As one character states, "Too much order is stagnation, too much chaos is destruction. Balance is best." Set, the primary antagonist, embodies chaos, but isn't purely evil. His destructive rampage stems from being unbalanced and unchecked, rather than inherent malevolence. This nuanced portrayal suggests chaos becomes dangerous only when overwhelming order. The House of Life's rigid prohibition against working with gods represents excessive order that has become stagnant. By forbidding god hosting, once ancient Egypt's greatest magical source, they've weakened themselves against rising threats. The climactic confrontation reveals a greater danger than Set, Apophis, the serpent of chaos, attempting to use Set's power to enter the mortal world. This transforms the narrative from defeating a villain to realizing Set might be needed against true chaos. By the novel's end, Carter and Sadie restore some balance. Their mission to rebuild connections between gods and humans represents a middle path between extremes, a lesson extending beyond magical battles. The Red Pyramid reveals that true magic resides in human connections, not ancient artifacts or divine power. Carter and Sadie evolve from estranged siblings to trusted partners, discovering strength in their differences. Their parents' apparent abandonment is unveiled as necessary sacrifice for a greater purpose, showing that love sometimes demands difficult choices. By establishing Brooklyn House to train young magicians with pharaonic blood, they create a new family, bound by shared heritage and purpose, honoring their parents while adapting their inheritance for a new generation. Next time you encounter an Egyptian exhibit or familiar landmark, look closer. Perhaps hieroglyphs shift when unobserved, shadows move independently, or magic flows beneath our modern world's surface. The boundaries between past and present, myth and reality, are thinner than we imagine. Like the Canes, we all possess untapped potential, magic hidden in our heritage, strength in our differences, and power from balancing opposing forces within ourselves.